Little Cajun backbeat for your Arizona Saturday morning at Rosie on the House. With Robert Steve, editor of Arizona Highways Magazine, we've talked through the collector editions series of this year for the covers of the magazine. We've talked about what you've been through historically, what you're coming up to cover between now and the end of the year. There isn't one of those topics that we just couldn't spend hours alone just talking about.
Absolutely.
And during the break, I'm just kind of perusing your website. And folks, if y'all, I mean, you're probably familiar with the magazine. It's just, have you spent time to get familiar with the website? And I'm scrolling the blogs. And Robert, this is not fair because I haven't told you what I'm looking at. But what is this peculiar story that came out just a couple weeks ago about this artwork being returned to U of A that was discovered in, like, a house in Silver City, New Mexico?
Yeah, I have to admit I didn't read that blog. I was probably out hiking somewhere the day that came out. But, right, there's a lot of fascinating things that go on, you know, sort of beyond the usual purview of what we do in the magazine. And, and you know, the blog is great. We have, you know, more than a million people read our blog every year.
Wow.
And it gives us an opportunity to be more timely. You know, we were talking during the break about, you know, we're getting ready to send our November issue to the printer right now. So, you know, if a forest fire breaks out or something interesting, you know, or newsworthy happens, the blog really gives us a chance to be timely, you know, almost like a radio station.
An antique dealer, I think it's Silver City, New Mexico, makes an estate purchase.
Right.
Goes and clears the house out and brings it all back, and he just starts inventorying what he got. He's looking at this piece, and he has the eye to think, this may be something authentic.
Right.
Sends it out to a couple art experts, and they think, it may be authentic. Was stolen from U of A Museum, I don't know, 30 years ago or something, 40 years ago. When it was stolen, it was worth approximately $40,000.
Wow.
A similar art piece recently sold for $137 million.
Whoa, I thought you were going to say $137,000. Wow.
$137 million. This antique dealer in Silver City gives the piece back to U of A.
Mm. Wow, isn't that a great story? We could use more stories like that. Yeah,
there's the FBI is now trying to determine who took the paintings.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously the folks in the house didn't know what they had, so they probably weren't the thieves, right?
Right.
It's like they didn't know what they were sitting on.
Gosh, what stranger than fiction there. Well, let's get back to the what y'all are more known for, the great outdoors of Arizona. What are your upcoming hikes now? You've kind of been laid up this summer, kind of waiting for the better hiking weather to come along. What have you got? What's your bucket list being filled with?
Well, I've got I was talking, you know, again during the break. You know, there's a lot of hikes out there that I've done, and especially in the Sedona area. But I've actually found another hike up there called the Bear Sign Trail, which is kind of hard to get to. So you kind of take a couple other trails to get to that particular trail. So I'm going to that'll be the first one on my list. Have a couple of hikes in sort of some remote areas north of Prescott, which, you know, is a beautiful part. You know, the Juniper Mountains up there, Juniper Mesa, just a really beautiful place in Arizona that a lot of people don't know about. There's beautiful scenic road that goes north up to the northern part of the state. So I've got a couple hikes in there. Actually going to be doing the South Kaibab Trail, which is not a first, and certainly I will not be alone on that, but I have that scheduled for next month as well. So, because believe it or not, we haven't featured it in the magazine for a long, long time. So I was looking through the list. I was like, wait a minute, we haven't done South Kaibab. So an excuse to go to the Grand Canyon.
Well, I just did it. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, I don't know that I'm going to do the South Kaibab again. I think I'm going to stick with Bright Angel.
Yeah.
Since the big floods,
right,
the steps that they've carved into that have now washed out behind the steps. Mm. So like every single step from the point you leave the rim till you get to the bridge
right.
to cross the river is like, for me, about a half a step too big.
Well, you know, I mean, you bring up a good point. It's an ongoing challenge for the National Park Service and the folks up at the Grand Canyon. Trail maintenance is a huge and costly endeavor up there. And folks at, like, the Grand Canyon Association, others spend a lot of time raising money to try to fund the trail maintenance because so many people go out there and they have to keep them safe.
Man, well, that one's gonna check off my list.
Yes, well, yeah, it's a great trail going up or down, but you know that, and you also bring up another point. I mean, and we hear about it over and over again. You hear about the accidents and tragedies that happen up in the Grand Canyon. I mean, they don't put you through a test. It's not like Disneyland where you have to be a certain height to get on the roller coaster, right? Anybody can walk up and hit those trails, and so many people go out without adequate preparation, especially in terms of water. And the tricky thing about the Grand Canyon, the easy part is the first part. Going down, it's easy, and you're just trucking along thinking, I'm hiking the canyon. This is no big deal.
You find yourself halfway down there, and you've hardly broke a sweat.
Right. So then you've got to, you know, you hike a mountain, it's the reverse. You sort of gas out going up, and you think, well, I can't do more, and then you coast back down. And so, you know, I would just, you know, it's a lot of common sense, but, you know, you need a lot of water, and you need to know your own limitations.
Canyon de Chelly. You're not going to do a lot of hiking there.
No.
Unescorted.
Exactly. There's one short trail that you can take down to White House Ruin, and it's a beautiful little trail, and it's a gorgeous place to be, and especially coming up in the fall. You know, they've got those great cottonwoods down there that just burst into color.
How long is it?
The White House Ruin Trail is just a couple of miles. It's easy to do, but it's the only place, you know, as Rosie mentions, that you can go in without a guide. And so if you do hire a guide, then you can kind of go into some other places in there. But, you know, it's one of those parks that, you know, we're fortunate to have these parks, and it's that they're accessible. I mean, you can drive up in your car and you can go to those overlooks, and you don't have to break a sweat, and you can stay safe. But it's, you know, when you talk about history in Arizona and in ancient ruins and things, I mean, this is one of the most spectacular places anywhere.
And you get down there, and if you're familiar with the history of what happened there,
yes,
it's a quiet, reflective time.
Yes, I think you're talking about Massacre Canyon and
Canyon del Muerto.
Yeah, Canyon del Muerto, and we our upcoming issue, our October issue, is we've got a lot of that history in there, and we've got this story about this. We've profiled this guide down there, and I think he was 14 years old when he started guiding, and you know, his family actually, I think, you know, he had a couple of greats, three or four greats. Great grandfather was part of that that whole experience down there, and you know, it was a, you know, a different time, and it was there's a lot of history, and what's great too is a lot of the Navajo people are still sort of living a traditional life in there, you know, farming and raising peach trees and all the other things that they do.
Yeah, we just finished a tour through Taos, and you go to the pueblo there, and you know, you're in somebody's house.
Yeah, right. People still live in those places, which is remarkable.
Okay, so you got the barefoot hiker up in Monument Valley right now?
That's right. Referring, of course, to Craig Childs, who's a longtime writer
great writer.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't anybody better, I don't think, and we're fortunate that we have a long history with Craig, and so. Yeah, I reached out to him to see if he'd, you know, I said, hey, I need some beautiful words for my December issue. And and so we went back and forth, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know what he's doing. He threw me about 20 different ideas, and all I know is, you know, it's nice to have somebody like that. It's like, just go. I don't, you know, write about whatever you want, because
it'll be good.
and he obviously knows the magazine. So, you know, he's not going to do a story about how to rebuild an air conditioner, but you know, he'll send me something beautiful, and it's going to be right up against the deadline.
Do you need guides for Monument Valley as well?
Yes, you do. I mean, and again, we spell all those things out in the magazine, right? Because it's real tempting to just think you can just wander off, and there are a lot of different guide opportunities, and it's very, very important to be respectful of their rules and their regulations up in Navajo land.
Now, there is a great hike that you can do on your own that crosses the reservation, that gets to a great destination. We've talked about it on the air before, but I'm going to leave it as my secret until I get to go do that hike.
There you go.
So I have that on my bucket list, right. That particular hike, Kitzsiel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But have you ever done picket post above Boyce Thompson?
No. You know, it's one of those. Yeah, we were, talking earlier about Picacho Peak, you know, and I've driven past it a million times, and I finally did it, last year. And
what did you think about that ledge?
That didn't really bother me
too much.
But
it took me an hour to get up the nerve.
Yeah, it's a little hairy up there, I think. But
I thought, I'm not doing this till I saw an old lady. Yeah, I thought, okay, you can do this. I can follow her up.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because the only people I saw were a couple retired guys that were basically sprinting up it, and obviously they live in one of those, RV parks around there or something, and that's their daily
exercise.
That's
their workout. Huh?
And, man, I was impressed. They blew right past me. I think I'm pretty good on the trail, but these guys just made me look like...
I enjoy hiking. I just don't like heights, and you're up on that.
Yeah.
Picacho Peak's just straight out of the desert, and you're that one ledge you have to go around, and it's like that wide.
Yeah, there's some spots there.
I guess I'm getting worse about heights.
But that goes back to what I was saying earlier about the Grand Canyon. And again, you do encounter things that it's different than walking to Scottsdale Fashion Square.
Stretch you a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. So you come and pack the thinking cap. That's the number one.
And I know you have to do hikes that you could write about that are. Have an appeal to the most number of people. Mm-hmm. So, you're not going to do really extreme severe. But picket post is on my to-do list.
Yeah, I see a lot of photos there, and it, ties into the Arizona Trail, and it looks like a spectacular place to go. And it's just, again, it's one of those places I've driven past so many times, and every time I remind myself that it's on the list. But, maybe we should go do it together.
All right. Sounds like a winner. Before the break, I said we were going to go back to your website and talk about eat and sleep. So we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to go to eat and sleep at ArizonaHighways.com. Folks, they are the travelers of Arizona that know more about the different secret corners of Arizona than anybody. And they can take you into that little cafe. They can take you into that burger stand. They can take you into that. There's an Italian shop here they're talking about. We're going to come back with Robert Steve, editor of Arizona Highways, and talk about some of his favorite eats. One of the most popular guests we've had in the last 6 months was Roger Naylor, and everybody just wanted to know where the best burgers in Arizona were. So more with Robert Steve when we get back. Y'all hang on.